RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi. They are the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and they are the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome back to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be back.
It's a pleasure doing this with you. Now, we're going somewhere a little bit different this week. This is kind of a unique recommendation. It's a little bit different than what we normally do. So where are we going this week and why is it a little bit different?
All right. So this week we are reviewing AmeriCamp's RV Resort, which is in Ashland, Virginia, and it's near Richmond. And this campground is more of, to us, a stopover campground than it is a destination campground. But we'll talk more about that after we thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. You can keep all your stuff protected with personal effects. With this optional coverage, they'll pay to replace damaged, lost, or stolen personal items in and around your RV. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
Now, we have used this as a stopover on our way to either North Carolina or South Carolina or points further south, I think 4 times now at this point. Mm-hmm. And we've been very, very happy with this campground as a stopover. And in fact, we like it so much, we would consider going back and just using it to explore Richmond, which we have not done yet, but we would like to do.
Yeah, and I think that if that were the case, I'm talking a 1 or a 2 full day stop here. This is never a campground that I would. We really like this campground, and we think it's the perfect campground for a certain purpose. But we want to get out straight up. I would never plan a vacation at this campground. Yeah. I want to be remarkably clear on that.
Unless you really were determined to see Richmond. I mean, I don't think there's a million other options.
I think that I would find something a little more off the highway.
Are you noticing we're disagreeing a little bit here? Now, that's the thing. It's right off 95. So there's a lot of traffic noise, but then it's incredibly convenient to get on and off 95 and to spend the night there. Right?
Yeah. So one of the things we hate about places that are stopover destinations is when we have to travel too far off the highway to get there, right? So you've driven for a long 6 hours that day, 7-8 hours, and then you get off the highway and you're going another 15-20 minutes. It's like that's the longest 15 or 20 minutes of your life.
Yeah, I mean, if it's 5 miles off the highway and it's sort of country roads or back roads and it's dark or late, at a certain point, it's not a good stopover place for us.
Right.
Now, our geography is that we are from New Jersey. And we often end up like in Myrtle Beach or Charleston or North Carolina. And this has worked well for a stopover. Lots of people use this as a stopover coming from the Northeast and heading down all the way as far as Florida.
And we've used it also as a stopover on our way back home. So this campground is located on the north side of Richmond, just 8 miles outside of downtown historic Richmond, okay? And it's about 2 hours south of Washington, D.C., if you're trying to get your bearings geographically. And it's 3 hours north of Raleigh, which is like the next southern point, main point on the Route 95 corridor.
Bring your Good Sam card. It is a Good Sam campground, and you will get 10% off. Now, this is a fairly large campground with lots of sites. So, Stephanie, how many sites are there here, and what are the sites like?
All right, this is a lot of sites jam-packed into a smaller amount of space. So it has 198 sites. 105 of those are pull-through, basically arranged in those long rows, you know, like row A, B, C, a long row of the pull-through.
We love the long pull-throughs, and they are mostly very long pull-throughs. And I'll tell you why we love them, because we don't have to unhitch. So what we do is we pull over, we pull in, we get into our pull-through, and I don't even unhitch the truck. I just drop the stability jacks. Then we can leave very quickly the next morning. Now you get lots of length in the pull-throughs, but they are very close side to side to the next camper. So you're not going to have much privacy or much of a private yard there.
Yeah, there are also 93 back-end seats, and those are kind of located around the perimeter. And those are very big rig friendly for the most part. Like, they really do put a lot of the big Class A's around the edge in those sites. We also have a friend that stayed in one of those sites in their fifth wheel when they were coming up, and they stayed there also. So you have all of those kinds. Now, in terms of the sites themselves, you already mentioned that they are long. A lot of them are long enough that you don't have to unhitch. They are very narrow, though, for the most part.
And I wouldn't assume that. I would call and say, look, the total length of my truck and trailer is, you know, 60 feet or whatever it is, and then make sure you don't have to unhitch. That would be an unpleasant surprise if you had to.
And that's what I would say about in terms of booking, ease of booking. We have always been able to get a site here at the last minute. We've called that day in quite a few times. And even during those are heavy peak times when we travel, oftentimes on spring break.
I think we were there during a NASCAR event one weekend. And I don't know where the NASCAR is around there.
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay, you're going to get to that.
Yep.
But and we still got a spot. That's my point, is that we still were able to get a pull-through site.
Did. But my tip would be, if you want to guarantee that you get a spot that's long enough that you don't have to unhitch, that might be the key in calling ahead of time. So, you know, you might want to book in advance for that spot if you want to make sure that you have that. Now, they do have full hookups. They have all are full hookups with 30-50 amp connection. And they also have cable at all the sites. I feel like you really cannot expect to spend time outside at your campsite here, because it's like the picnic table is right there on the edge of the other person's site. So some of the hookups for the other site are like
really,
practically on your
really
own.
Really close.
Yeah.
Like the picnic table, and then the hookups are like all right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not the kind of place, but we don't use it that way. We use this place as a great stopover destination.
Now, that being said, they do kind of have an interesting assortment of amenities. So they have a really nice camp store with sort of a kitchen off the camp store, and we'll talk about that in a second. There's a common area. There's a seating area. They give you one free ice cream per person every day. They're just very generous with that type of thing. There's also a small fitness room, which I'll have to say we haven't even
been in. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, so pretty. And then the playground is totally fine. It's not a bad playground at all. The pool is so small, it's almost really not a pool.
No, I don't think that's true.
It's pretty
small.
Small.
It's a backyard pool. It looks like a regular backyard pool. It just doesn't look like a campground pool. It looks like a backyard pool. So I feel like AmeriCamps has everything that you might need at the end of a day. Like, the reason why I think it's a perfect place to stop is because when we pull in at 5, you can take a swim. The kids do play on that playground every time we're there, both at night when we pull in and the next morning. You can play horseshoes. They have a cornhole.
Huge dog park.
Yeah.
Really nice dog park.
Yeah, and they have the fitness room, which I went in and I was like, oh, they had the treadmill. They had the weights. They had a nice little area for that.
Free waffle breakfast. I think every morning, Steph.
Every single morning.
Really nice perk. Now, I think we differ on this campground a little bit. I mean, I could totally see staying here 3 or 4 days to spend some time in Richmond because of all those little extra nice amenities. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying about like maybe 2 nights there and 1 day in Richmond. But just so you know, I think you could do a long weekend here.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, you know, in terms of that, I'll tell you, let's move ahead to our Nobody's Perfect then, because I'll tell you one of the reasons why I wouldn't. I feel that they have these seasonal sites that kind of are around the outside perimeter of the campground. And to be quite frank, I don't feel like they're kept up nicely.
Yeah.
So I feel like on the one hand, the front part of the campground feels like really well tended, really landscaped. Everything feels quaint and nice. The camp store is lovely. This waffle breakfast that they make is like, you feel like it's very homey and welcoming. But then I feel like there's the outside of the campground that's like, I don't know, it feels a little vagabondy.
It's, And it might only come down to a handful of trailers, but there are enough there that look that way that I do think you're right, you know, and I think they're on that borderline of almost slipping into the seasonal aspect being a problem because they're doing so many – I mean, they're doing so much of their business with people buzzing in and out overnight,
right.
You know.
They're
walking a fine line there.
That you don't really have the space outside of your camper. That's another reason why I really wouldn't want to spend more than at the most two nights here. I think it's a perfect stopover. I think we could do two nights if we wanted to spend a full day in Richmond, but I would look for maybe another state park option or something else if we actually wanted to be longer term.
And you point out, you know, there are many campgrounds that call themselves resorts that should not. And this is one of them.
Yes,
even though we're
recommending
it and we're saying, you know, we think you'd be very happy there depending on what you're trying to get out of the trip. And we actually know a lot of people have stayed here who are happy
too. Yeah, it was recommended
to us. But it is not a resort.
By seasoned RVers. We had never heard of it before and we had friends that said, oh, we always stop there on our way down south. And so we had heard that from a few people. And then we're like, okay, well, let's try. And we're like, oh, it really is great for a family. Somewhere you want to let the kids walk the dog. I mean, really. Really nice place to walk
Huge.
The dog.
Bigger than most other
campgrounds. After a day on the road, yeah.
It's a resort in the sense that my house is a resort. Like, we live 3 miles from the beach, and I suppose you could, like, take a vacation here.
Yeah.
But,
they need to take the word resort off of the name. There's no reason for it. It should just be AmeriCamps RV Park.
You know, and look.
The end.
You know, KOA is doing that branding now where they have resort, holiday, and journey. This would fit so comfortably into that journey.
This is a journey.
And it would be like a really nice journey where it's like, this is where you stop for a couple nights rest or a night of rest. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is a limited place, but it's very good at what it does.
Yeah. So for insider details, I already mentioned that really make sure that you get one of the sites that's long enough, like say the length of your truck and rig or your motorhome to the person on the phone. I've always had very nice experiences with their customer service at their front desk. So I would just ask that if you don't want to unhitch, that would be my number one insider tip. My number two insider tip, though, is try to structure your day so that you get here early enough in the day, like, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, that you get to really unwind from the road and enjoy all the amenities at this campground because it really is a nice place to stretch your legs.
The kids could spend an hour at the playground and stretch their legs.
I wanted to comment more on that.
Customer service. You walk in, there's a seating area. I think there's a fireplace, if I remember correctly. There's magazines. One time I went to get a couple ginger ales for the family, and they gave them to me. You know, it's that type of place where they really do try to take care of their customer, and it's very authentic and genuine. And I don't think we mentioned the price points. The price points are quite reasonable.
So 40, 50, 55, right? So 40 is your – like, it's like those are the three steps, okay?
Yeah. So, and I think like when you – there's five of us, and that free waffle breakfast is actually – that's really nice. And I don't know. I mean, we eat enough waffles that that's to me like a $20 value.
Well, a waffle breakfast, you're like, oh, I don't really care about the waffle breakfast. When you're on a traveling day, to not have to do breakfast in the camper is really nice. So yes, it's like going out to kind of a diner and getting the waffle. And also, they're huge. So those Belgian waffles that they make in the waffle irons right there, the camp workers that make them are incredibly nice and put the whipped cream on it for
and
the
you
kids
pick out a drink.
And everything. You go, you get a juice, you get coffee. It really is a nice setup in there. They're warm, they're welcoming. And then we always have leftover because it's like those big Belgian waffles. We've wrapped those in napkins and brought them in the truck for like later on in the day. The kids are like, here, have a waffle.
Now, I will say this. If you're planning on leaving at like 6 a.m. or something, you're not going to get a free waffle breakfast. They're not going to be up and running yet.
Right.
I don't think they – I don't know exactly what time
they start.
It might not start
till like 8 or
something.
It might
be 7:38. But, you know, if you're going to leave at 6 in the morning, you're not going to get that. And then it's not quite the same value. But still – great stopover campground. And we haven't really reviewed a campground like this on Campground of the Week.
But it's they're valuable. Well, because some people are okay with doing the boondocking overnight in parking lots like Cracker Barrel or Walmart. But then, you know, for us, we really – if we pull into a Cracker Barrel, what are we doing? Like the kids, what are you going to say? Hey, go play in the parking lot for a little while after a six-hour drive. What we love about a campground like this is that the kids really do get to run around and play. Maggie gets a good walk.
And that's worth $50 to me.
It is.
No brainer.
Because
like when we've spent on overnights in Walmart, it's like you and I take turns going into Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's just, not, like you said, it's really not that pleasant. Okay, now we have not spent time in Richmond, but we want to, and there are definitely some really cool things to do. So we're going to come back in a second and talk about some options for day tripping into Richmond. Stay tuned.
generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We just gave you a really great review of AmeriCamps right outside of Richmond, Virginia. And we're going to talk about some things to do in Richmond. But first, it's time for a sponsored message by our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with 29 locations open year-round, you can camp at a Jellystone even during the winter months. From Kentucky to Texas to California to Virginia, you can enjoy year-round RVing with Camp Jellystone. We will link to a Camp Jellystone blog post with open parks in the show notes so you can see what Jellystones are open right now in the winter. Go to campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
Now, the first thing that I want to recommend that is actually just 15 minutes away from this campground is Kings Dominion, which we have friends that regularly go to that park, and they say it's a fun park, especially if you have the smaller, you know, kids and everything. So it's a theme park. It's a water park. It's just 15 minutes away from AmeriCamp. Now, another thing that's nearby that you mentioned before, it's only 20 minutes away. It's the Richmond Raceway Complex. And we're not NASCAR people. We're not racing, you know, a racing family. But a lot of you are. And this is a people love staying here for access.
The campground
to that.
Was basically full when that was going on. I mean, like I said, we got a site. We may have booked in advance for that site. I don't remember, but the campground does fill up for those events.
Yeah, and they have like a kind of there's like decor around the campground that's some race.
Yeah, and forgive
car
our
theme.
NASCAR ignorance, but yeah, I think they do NASCAR events there.
Yeah. So now this is a little bit further away, but before we go into sort of downtown Richmond and talk about that, this is if you want to spend one day at Monticello, but you don't get close to there anytime, you could stop on your way down south, spend the next day at Monticello, which is an hour away, and then leave the next morning. And I think that that would be a well-spent day in this area.
I think that's a great idea for another reason, because we've researched campgrounds around Monticello because we've been wanting to go for quite some time. And I don't think there's a grand slam obvious choice really close to Monticello. So that is a good option for a day trip there.
Yeah, so that's Thomas Jefferson's estate. And the boys really want to visit there because we've seen a lot about Thomas Jefferson in D.C. and everything. And we keep telling them that we'll take them to his home, but we keep not getting there. So
now historic Richmond, Richmond's kind of a hip city right now to some degree. It's hip in terms of the historic district. It's hip in terms of food and beer and also outdoor activities. So Richmond is kind of on the cusp of being a great place.
So since you brought that up, I'm going to jump ahead and I'm going to say I have friends that love the farmer's market, the South of James farmer's market that's on Saturday mornings. Like, so that kind of a thing that you're referencing is happening in Richmond. And, you know, you can find those kind of off the beaten path, things like that, if you look. So that's the South of James Farmers Market on Saturday morning. If you get to go to there, it's supposed to have fantastic handcrafted food and crafts from all the surrounding areas.
Right. Now, also, there's historic Richmond, okay?
Right.
So there's the Hollywood Cemetery, which is open daily to the public, James Monroe's grave, John Tyler's monument, and the monument to the Confederate soldiers, and Jefferson Davis's grave. So for Civil War buffs, there's lots of history there.
You can get a guided tour through that cemetery if you want. Like, you can pay. There's groups that do it. But it's also open every single day to the public, and you just obviously are supposed to be respectful and, like, tour it quietly and see all these things. The website for that, for this Hollywood Cemetery. It has a really good map and guide to all, because, you know, it's hard sometimes to find. You go in and you want to see Jefferson Davis's grave, but you don't know how to find it, right? So that's something to do ahead of time. Go online and maybe download to your phone the PDF maps that they have for the cemetery.
You can also tour the Virginia Capitol Building. It's on Monument Avenue. And also there's Maymont. What is Maymont, yeah, Stephanie?
So that is one of those 19th century estates, okay, when the people that had owned it and worked it and farmed it passed away. They left it, you know, for posterity. So that has the mansion that you can tour. It has the gardens, wildlife exhibits, children's garden and farm. But there are tons of events that go on at this place at Maymont. And it would really do you well to look ahead of time and see if there's something going on there during your stay in Richmond, because it is a favorite destination for people.
And the thing I really want to do is to go to the Edgar Allan Poe Museum. There's lots of Poe history in Richmond, and I've taught Edgar Allan Poe over the years. And so if we go back and we day trip to Richmond, I would be pushing for that trip to the Edgar Allan Poe Museum. It's a major tourist attraction in Richmond.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the basic things for every – the nice thing about Richmond is – and like a lot of historic cities, you can do it two ways. You can do a self-guided tour, right? You can get all this information ahead of time. You can go in. You can go to the different places. Or there's opportunities for walking tours as well. So you can pay instead for somebody to bring, you know, the different things alive. And, you know, they have Monument Avenue that you can drive down Monument Avenue and you can look at all the historic buildings and you can see all the statues. I find it's worth it to splurge and to pay the money for a walking tour, because a building is a building is a building. But when you have somebody bringing it to life, it makes a big difference.
And we find 9 times out of 10, the people that guide you on those tours are really good, because they're usually either graduate students or people who are, you know, into the history of that location.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much to Jayco for sponsoring Campground of the Week. To see their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And a big thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a Jellystone Park near you, visit campjellystone.com.
And now Progressive Insurance presents Progressive Adventures, unique attractions that need to be seen but are off the beaten track. While in Virginia, you may have seen the Natural Bridge, but have you ever visited the Natural Tunnel in Duffield, Virginia? It's a 300-yard natural tunnel that runs through a ridge deep in the Appalachian Mountains, complete with a stream and railroad tracks. Adventure awaits with Progressive.
Give me a good stream and some railroad tracks.
Natural Bridge was fun.
And a picnic lunch.
Yeah, Natural Bridge was fun. Check that out, too. That's another good drive-by. You're on you're headed south, pull over, see Natural Bridge, get back in the car, and go along your way.
Now, I think some of our listeners have probably stayed at AmeriCamps, because they do such high volume. So if you have stayed there, just, you know, drop us a note. Be curious to see what you think and if you agree with our assessment.
We'll see you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.